Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 15.
Yo.
Dirty.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are looking at me.
Gotti Yelcon.
Howdy.
And Adam Conway.
Hello.
Hello. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. It's our 15th podcast. And since it's such a momentous podcast, we are going to do one of our famous recasting sessions.
Recast.
And we decided, since recently it's pretty much been we've been recasting comedies, and we recasted a horror movie last time just for Halloween, we decided we want to change it up and do
a Thanksgiving movie.
We want to do something that's not comedy. We want to do something that was gritty. So we chose Reservoir Dogs, and then even to change it up even more, we decided to recast Reservoir Dogs as an all-female cast, so all females.
Reservoir Bitches.
Yes. This is what Adam, you want to call this movie now?
No, it's Reservoir.
What was your other name? Canal Bitches?
Or Dam Bitches.
Or Dam Bitches.
Dam Bitches, yes.
Quentin?
Synonym noted. For Reservoir.
Quentin sort of did this in Death Proof with the four chicks and the...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Was it on Simpsons Fjord?
There's always a fjord, like a...
Fjord.
Like the night boat.
Yeah.
There's always an inlet or a
canal. So,
fjord.
So we're missing our guest, Gwen Reyes, who's on the show a lot. She couldn't be with us today.
Yeah.
However, she did send us her picks for this all female cast of Reservoir Dogs.
It's probably all gonna be the full cast of Downton Abbey, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is. And so basically, we're going to go through our picks. We're going to pick the best choice. We're going to pick the best choice out of ours, and then we're going to compare them to Gwen's and see if we got any similar.
Right.
Every woman in Harry Potter.
So we think Reservoir Dogs, or as Adam likes to call it,
Damn Bitches.
Great title.
There's tons of characters, tons of awesome characters, and I think it'd be cool to see an all-female cast of this. So let's start out. Let's just go down the list this time. Or actually, let's start with Officer Marvin Nash, who was originally played by Kirk Baltz. This is the guy who gets his ear cut off.
Not the
brilliant scene.
Not the announcer.
Yeah, you don't want to do the voice
you
first.
Want the DJ. You
know. No, let's do that last.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Officer Marvin Nash, Kirk Baltz. I went with Allison Janney for this. I think she'd be awesome in that chair getting her ear cut off.
I was trying
out
to think of who has big ears.
I Googled great ears and I had a great epiphany.
Find?
Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men has some of the sexiest big ass ears
you've ever seen.
So when she gets her ear cut off in our Damn Bitches movie, flawless.
Wow, I like her. I like that.
Good choice.
I like that.
You know,
Elizabeth
Moss. She has incredible ears.
You know,
I like
has
that.
Big ears.
Where are you going with this?
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, she's got gigantic freaking.
She got some
when
big
I Googled big
ears,
it was Jennifer Garner and Elizabeth Moss.
She's one of my two.
So Elizabeth Moss and Jennifer Garner. I would rather see Elizabeth Moss.
Well, she's so petite and kind of like she could play a cop.
But Jennifer Garner, she's got those lips that she'll just like.
Yeah.
When you cut your ear off.
I have another idea. Since it's women cast, like. I had an epiphany. Like, instead of cutting off the ear, they cut off bangs, and it's Zoe Deschanel's bitch ass in that chair, and they just cut those fucking bangs off.
In a weird sort of Family Guy world.
God, that would be brilliant. Anyways, that's
ear.
Just my side.
I like Elizabeth Moss so far. Who
sexy
have?
Ears for
I have actors. Someone I kind of hate that I just wanted to see get her ear cut off.
Whoa.
Michelle Rodriguez.
You don't like her?
Wow, what's wrong
I
with
like
Michelle
her.
Rodriguez?
She just annoys me.
I like her. I'm voting Moss on this.
See, well,
Allison Janney would be pretty funny though.
I like Allison Janney because she would just
she's
freak
another
out.
One of my characters.
I'm going with Moss though. Who do y'all go with? I go with Moss.
Garner's ears are great though. I will
Garner's
give
got
Garner's
some
got some ears.
I'm going with Jennifer Garner.
but
you're going Garner. Who are you going with?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did Gwen say?
Oh, well,
we're gonna talk about
no,
it.
No,
let's that.
We'll talk about it.
We do the last.
Yeah, you know what gender. You want to do now? Jennifer
Garner plays. She's the right age for a cop. She can play cops now.
She's played a cop, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's a cop. She's a cop now.
She could do it. Elizabeth Moss, though.
Michelle Rodriguez has been a cop in everything, so.
True.
SWAT.
Lost.
End of Watch. No one's seen that. Maybe. Yeah.
In what?
I don't think she was a cop in Fast and the Furious.
She should have been, because that movie. She's been everything else in that movie. Was she not a cop in Lost?
Was she? Yeah.
Yeah, she was a cop in Lost.
End of Watch? Wasn't she in that?
She was a tailor.
No.
Okay.
SWAT she was, for sure.
So if we're going to go each one by Gwen, she renamed her officer Melanie Nash, and she picked Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Oh. What a weird Mad Men
totally
love.
It's kind of similar. You're on the same
creepy.
Page.
I thought you were going to say Niecy Nash from U911.
That's a black guy.
Christina Hendricks could be pretty cool. I still like Elizabeth Moss because she could really play that character really well, that officer. Just
I named her officer. I gave her a different name, too. I renamed all the
Miranda
these
Nash?
No, it was something. Martha. Martha Nash. I want Martha. Because I originally thought Martha Plimpton.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I've never seen her ears.
Maven,
that's a pretty name.
Officer Let's go
Maven
with Maven.
Marsh.
So who should we pick?
Who,
I think it's Moss and
Moss.
Garner. Garner's got some ears on.
But
Garner.
I don't. But her acting, I don't.
You don't
like
Garner?
What are you talking about?
I like her in Alias.
Oh. Ben
Affleck. I didn't like her in that. I thought
she was
bland.
She's the worst part of that.
I like her in Alias.
She was.
Moss would be awesome.
I'll go with Moss.
All right.
Who do you
say
again?
Michelle
Rodriguez, because you just want to.
The guy that played the head of the FDA seemed kind of meh.
All right, moving on to Holdaway, who was originally played by Randy Brooks. Holdaway is the police detective, who is a very small part, but...
though his interactions with Tim are genius.
Yeah, I picked Viola Davis.
Wow, that's close to mine.
Yeah?
Did you pick Octavia Spencer?
No, I picked... Tyler Perry dressed up as.
I didn't think you could do that. Tyler Perry would be genius.
Oh, poor Holdaway.
Oh, that would change the movie completely.
Tyler Perry.
God, that would be brilliant. Dressed up Tyler Perry.
Oh, Madea as Holdaway.
Oh my God, that's genius. I went different. I went for my younger. I went with. Taji P. Henson, who I love her as an actress.
And
she was in Persons of Interest.
It was a big movie. She's been in
Hustle and Flow.
Okay.
And she seems like she could play like that hip undercover cop like no one else.
That was her character in Person of Interest.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I got the idea. The kind of older version, just because I love American Coven or whatever, the American Horror Story.
Angela Bassett?
Angela Bassett would tear this role apart, man.
I thought you were going to say Gabourey Sidibe today.
She's a little too big. I love Gabby, but Gabby can't play an undercover cop. I love Gabby, though.
She's
nothing
good in
wrong.
Disguises, though.
She's great in American Coven.
I was thinking of Paula Patton. Was that who I was thinking of?
Paula Patton?
Paula Patton.
Really?
Interesting.
What a weird-ass choice. I want to see his damn movie. Paula Patton. I never thought Paula Patton in a million years.
Yeah, not because you think it's a good movie.
I just want to see this. What crazy crap he's got in his head?
The crap he gave me last time. My movie. You're like, that's gonna be the worst movie ever.
Let him cry over here. Just because you Conways are weird.
Do you want to hear who Gwen had?
Who did you have?
She probably had Kerry Washington.
I told for Holdaway. I told you Viola Davis.
Oh, that's right.
Kerry Washington.
No, she had.
I had Kerry Washington.
She probably one of the characters from Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah,
no, she did.
Wait, Kerry Washington?
No.
Gwen's pick.
Oh, Catalina Sandino Moreno.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking Crazy Eyes from.
Crazy Eyes would be great. Or Snoop from The Wire.
Who says?
I could see Snoop from The Wire.
I don't know, guys. Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry's the winner for me. That made me feel so hard. Him dressed up as undercover cop, woman cop. Oh, man. Medea.
In a fantasy world, yes, that would be good.
you missed. I said Angela Bassett is my older version.
Okay.
Younger version was the handsome girl. I like definitely it. Not Viola, though. Viola's so lovable, she can't play a cop.
Really? Yeah, she can.
Maybe. All She's right. a good actress. I like Viola Davis.
But, yeah. I like Gwen's pick.
Gwen's pick is a good one.
She's great in The Bridge.
Yeah.
But she's in Now.
I'm down with hers or... I mean, I like all of these, except for Paula Patton.
That was shocking.
So we immediately reject Paula Patton. Oh, Mine's probably too jokey.
That's the girl from fine. Star Trek, right?
You're my favorite, though.
Yeah, that was good. I say Viola Davis or Catalina.
Who is the girl from Star Trek? The hot one?
Zoe Saldana.
Oh, yeah. No, she's in another one of my characters.
All right.
So, yeah, we'll go with...
We'll move up. Joe Cabot, who is originally played by Lawrence Tierney. Here's he's the head honcho. I had Sigourney Weaver.
Meryl Streep.
Sigourney Weaver.
I had Meryl Streep.
I had Sigourney Weaver.
Even better. Yeah.
I tried to pair it with the son. So
I did too. I did the same.
I had
me too.
Angelica Houston.
Oh yes, I like Angelica Houston. Nice.
She could play Diabolical. Yes. Grifters.
Angelica Houston all
Witches?
The way.
Witches.
That is my pick, Angelica Houston.
I had Helen Mirren.
I have Helen Mirren down too, dog. Helen be a mean bitch.
Yeah, you had Helen Mirren for Joe Cabot?
Yeah.
So did Gwen.
So did
Gwen
I.
Gwen had Helen Mirren.
Nice. But my other choice, because I'm linking her with a younger version in a minute, Sharon Stone. Because she's obviously played the gangster lead. And I'm thinking the family.
We just are.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
So I have Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston.
I'm all 100%.
Though Helen Mirren would be.
They both would be.
Because my.
She's evil.
Because Houston's kind her daughter of that I have picked would go well
but
with
have you seen what Joe Cabot looks like?
Yeah, Joe Cabot's not the prettiest guy on the planet.
Yeah, I'm all Angelica Houston. How about you?
I don't know. Helen Mirren got 3 votes. I wrote that down. One of my first 3 choices was Helen.
Helen
Mirren's so versatile.
And she's a little bit taller. You remember Joe's taller than most of those dudes.
Angelica
she's a bigger
Houston
dude.
Is really tall. What are you talking about?
Angelica's real tall.
Yeah.
No, Angelica Houston's good. She's in Grifters, man. That popped in my head immediately. Like, I don't want to mess with that.
Angelica Houston for me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's 3-2. It's
yeah, fine. Gwen would poop on you.
She probably wouldn't
Gwen?
Say Angelica Houston if I told her.
Poop all over you.
All right, we're moving up to nice guy Eddie Cabot, who is Joe Cabot's son, who was originally played by the late Chris Penn.
Oh.
I went...
Whoa! Out on Angelica Houston.
With Angelica Houston, who now I converted from Sigourney Weaver, I picked... I definitely... I still have Angelica Houston. I pick...
That's a bad photo.
For
a bad photo, for sure.
For nice guy Eddie Cabot, I pick Sarah Silverman.
Nice. I almost did that too.
For Way of the Gun.
Witty. Yeah, she's so witty.
See, I almost did Sarah Silverman, but then I switched it to Greta Gerwig.
Ooh, Greta. Oh, I like that so much better.
She's got that goodness about her, but then she's.
And you remember, he's also younger. Like, he's the hip young son.
Yeah. And so we should rename her Edie Cabot.
I said
Gwen
Elaine.
Said Edie.
So I said Eddie. Elaine.
Elaine Cabot.
I have a weird choice that you're going to hate also, but I just for some reason thought. Because she's trying to make a comeback, Reese Witherspoon. After watching like Mud, I was like,
Chris Penn's so big, though.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be a chick that's a little bit like, Greta's a big chick. Yeah. I wouldn't mess with Greta. Hiccup boy over here.
Who do you see? Who do you have?
I have Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who does Gwen have?
Gwen. Okay, so Gwen's pick is interesting considering who Joe is, because she picked Helen Mirren for Joe, so maybe this could play in a different storyline. But Gwen picked for nice lady Edie Cabot Gabourey Sidibe. Maybe
adopted.
She adopted? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you're looking at Angelica Houston, the name that pops in my head is Natalie Portman.
See, my
I had Natalie Portman as my
other. I put
really?
That down.
Yeah.
Not because of Angelica, but just looking at that crazy picture, thinking of a brunette, Natalie Portman was mine. Nothing like Natalie didn't look like that. Thank God. But
Natalie Portman was all because I was like she's sort of a goody
But in Black Swan, she has that twist, man. Exactly. She could play
that
dual side.
Exactly. So that I Natalie Portman.
Plus, we just saw Thor. She's been in my head ever since Thor.
I know.
I was
but
just,
I feel like
why
you know, Natalie
he
might
have...
be a little too
use the hammer, bro.
She might be
Kat Dennings instead. Let's go.
Oh, Kat Dennings. She's got some.
But she's more of a she's
talented.
She's more of a she's more of a DJ.
I'm Nick and Nora. I
double
understand
talent.
It. I get double talent.
So who we decide? Who are we going with? Greta Gerwig, Sarah Silverman?
I think Greta's the steal.
Greta's good.
Greta's fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's witty enough. She's got the wit. I think Natalie maybe doesn't have the wit. Because Penn makes jokes throughout the movie just as
but
much.
But Silverman does,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Silverman's good, but Silverman doesn't. So Greta could kick your ass.
Yeah.
I don't think Sarah Silverman
could. No, she
could. Greta Gerwig's. She's hot, but she's
and
big.
Which one looks better naked?
When do you see Chris Penn naked? Not anymore.
Sad.
Oh. Had to bring that up, Johnny.
Before we get to all the colors,
we'll just recast
all the color characters. Let's go back down to K. Pilly DJ.
Who was originally
Stephen Wright, and Gwen said she's sticking with Stephen Wright to do it again, which is awesome.
I was saying Greer.
Who?
Oh, Bam Greer would be nice.
I was originally thinking the voice of the lady on the radio from the Warriors, but she's probably dead by now.
See, I was going with distinctive voices because Stephen Wright doesn't have a radio voice. He just has his voice.
I went with his unique
voice. I thought Scarlett Johansson for this.
She would be good too.
Because she's got that raspy voice.
Pam Greer's voice is recognizable without even seeing her.
I have someone cool for that.
I went with Katie Sagal.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah. I think I also went with he's sort of a dry wit about him. So I went with Aubrey Plaza.
But he's not joking in it. He's just reading.
Yeah.
The words
exactly.
And
I feel like she could do that too. She's real deadpan.
But Seagal has a unique enough voice; she could pull it off.
And you could tell it was her.
Yeah.
No matter what.
The other one I thought, but her voice would really annoy the hell out of me. Jennifer Tilly.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Tilly or Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
But no.
But
I'd rather
have Katie Sagal.
Pam Grier is a recognizable voice, though. And it's a throwback to
exactly,
Tarantino.
What about Kat Dennings? You guys just said, what about
her? She doesn't have that distinctive of a voice.
No, I'm sticking with Katie Sagal on this one.
Though, if we can get her in the movie, we're getting her naked.
Touché.
So, I like Stephen Wright or Katie Sagal. Because I totally do Stephen Sagal.
We should just hire Stephen Wright again, why not?
I'm down. All right, let's move up to Mr. Brown, who was played by Quentin Tarantino, the original director.
Mrs. Coppa.
Mrs. Bronze.
It's gonna rap. Coppa is better than Bronze.
But it's a B. Miss Brown. It's a Miss B. Brown.
Bronze.
Miss Brownita.
So Brown. He's not in the movie a whole lot. He gets killed.
But he tells the story.
Yeah.
He tells the story. It has to be a lady who can tell a story. In my older list, Allison Janney.
Awesome.
Immediately popped in my head because I would listen to her ass tell any story she wanted to and be like, wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Allison Janney popped in my head. Younger, I went, just because I love her, Ari Grainer, the blonde from, because
she talks
the damn time. I can see her telling a story like crazy.
I went with people that talk a lot. Yeah. That was how I
got to have a talker. Because Quentin didn't shut the hell up in that scene.
I went with two people I had. I had Lizzie Kaplan.
Oh.
I have her for someone else.
She's beautiful, and she's a blah, 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 blah. She likes to talk.
Like
Lizzie. And then, for Whovian fans, I went with Jenna Coleman because she will not shut up. She loves to talk, and I feel like you need someone like that's going to keep me, and she's beautiful. One.
I had I had Jessica Biel because I like the sound of her voice narrating.
Really?
And but older, I would go with Toni Collette.
I don't even know what her voice sounds like. Oh no,
Toni talking a lot.
Yeah,
Toni Collette. I don't want to hear her talk.
She's British though.
Not really.
Ugh.
Her new show, she does talk a lot more.
That
show sucks, but she's not bad in it.
She can do an American accent. Fine, I hate you guys.
Allison Janney
would
blow her out of the water
picks.
Though.
What
just imagine Allison Janney from way, way back.
Save us, Brian.
There's two. There's one from Gwen, one from me. Mine is Julianne Moore, and Gwen's is Ellen Page.
I think of Gilmore as
Ellen Page. Who wants to hear Ellen Page tell a story? Fuck no.
I like Allison Janney. That's who I'm sticking Janney with.
You want to hear her tell the story.
Yeah, I want to hear Jenna Coleman tell the story.
I would listen to Jenna anytime.
I would do Allison for this role.
Ellen Page. Text her.
Ellen Page, yeah. Tell her we're not like that's the, that's second strike.
Strike two, Gwen. Strike two.
Well, Gabori's like, she's like preparing.
I'd rather have one of the Downton Abbey bitches.
Yeah, no,
God.
All right.
Gabori's,
do we need Ellen Page?
Gabori's
in
the film? Page.
All right, moving on to Mr. Blue, who was played by Edward Bunker. He was also a really small role, only had a few
old
lines.
Old as shit, though. Older than Joe Cabot, damn it.
Yeah.
I got an old lady.
I got an old bitch.
I went Susan Sarandon.
Because of the face, she's got all the wrinkles. Yeah. I have her down, too.
You do?
Sharon Stone.
See, I went with a dame.
It has... Judy!
Judy Dench.
Judy has wrinkles, too.
She has to say that, like... cocksucking or something like
dude,
that.
Dude, she Susan would. Sarandon,
I know, Judy, yeah. Judy could say it too, though.
Yeah.
Maggie Smith.
Did I have Maggie
Smith? Is that who Gwen had?
Gwen for awesome. Mr. Blue had Viola Davis.
Like a black cast. That's really interesting, Viola Davis. She doesn't have a lot of wrinkles. I thought Jessica Lange, too.
Yeah.
She's got wrinkles. I had to see like, Judy Dench being so, the prim and proper from like, you know, 007 is the senior.
I like
Maggie
his British.
He's Maggie Smith is great.
Helen Mirren.
So funny.
Yeah.
And Jane Dewey Dench in a scene together.
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith would be pretty funny.
I like Sarah. I like Susan Sarandon a lot. I think she could.
Because that is the only line, right?
Well, he has like four lines, six lines, something like that.
I would love to see Maggie Smith just say cocksucker.
Yeah. Something like genius. Suck a dick or something like that.
Suck my twat.
So who Maggie are we picking Smith. For that? Who are we picking for
Maggie
that?
Smith's kind of...
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. Though Judy's very close. You wouldn't want to see Dame Dench? She's Dame Dench.
She's a Dame.
She's Dame. That'd be awesome.
Oh, Dame Dench.
That'd be cool.
Dame Dench.
Though Susan Sarandon, I immediately thought wrinkled
face. What
about
the mom from Nebraska?
Squib.
She's awesome.
She's a little big, but boy, she's funny as hell. God, she's so great.
She's
in Nebraska.
So good.
Sorry, Bruce Dern. You're not the best part of that.
So Mr.
Maybe.
Blue is out. All right, cool. We're moving on to Mr. Pink, one of my favorite characters.
Miss Fuchsia.
Played by Steve Buscemi, Miss Pink. I went with somebody who's just as crazy, I think, as Buscemi, Helena Bonham Carter.
I have her down. Look at that shit. Helena Bonham Carter. You got to go someone like very eccentric or skinny as shit, like Hilary Swank.
Well, I did like Lizzie Caplan for this role.
For younger, I could see that. Yeah,
and a little bit older, I'm with Melanie Laurent. I think she might be a good choice.
Ooh, it's a different choice.
That's a very
different choice.
My choice was more along the lines of who looked like Steve Buscemi.
It's hard.
Who the hell looks like Steve Buscemi? You mean bastard,
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh my god, that's so mean.
But it's...
That is so true, but so mean.
We love you, Maggie.
She's a wonderful actress. You just called her severely ugly, though.
No, I didn't.
I'm trying to think if I could see her in such
a beautiful man.
Even Steve wouldn't say that.
But Buscemi is such a psychotic and crazy character.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal can pull that off.
Helena Bonham Carter
can
pull
that
off.
Yeah, Helena Bonham. I'm sticking with Helena.
She cuts people up in Sweeney Todd, dog.
Her head's too big. Hate it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fuck off.
What
did Gwen say?
Aubrey Plaza.
She can't kill people? Who did you say?
I said Melanie Laurent and Lizzie Caplan. She's from Inglourious Basterds. She's the blonde-haired... French girl.
She could kill someone. I think Helena Bonham was by far the most diabolical. She'd kill a bitch.
Girl from a girl trying to tattoo.
Rooney Mara. I put her down too, but I got her for another role.
Helena Bonham Carter.
You know it's Helena Bonham Carter.
Miss Pink.
Damn
all right, moving on to Miss Blonde, who was originally played Mr. Blonde, Michael Madsen, who is a sadistic.
Miss Gold. I like Miss Gold.
Sadistic guy. I had who I think could play a real sadistic character, Cate Blanchett.
Not tall enough.
Really?
Cate Blanchett. The great thing about him is not only is he tall, he's suave as shit.
You don't think Cate Blanchett is?
No. Oh, I'm thinking Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah,
Kate
you
Blanchett's
are.
Tall as hell. Yeah, Kate Blanchett could do it.
Yeah, I like Kate Blanchett.
I like Kate Blanchett, actually.
What about you?
I have Elizabeth Olsen.
Ooh, it's another tall
boy. I really like. And Scarlett Johansson. So
I had Scarlett Johansson, actually.
I went...
There's a voice. Michael Madsen.
They both have sultry voices.
See, I went a little different direction. I wanted a chick that could just whoop some ass, and I thought of Charlize Theron.
I thought she'd be legit.
I think she... I could see her cutting off.
I was thinking of her for Harvey Keitel also.
Who, Charlize? I also thought this would be a great little fun casting of, like, Uma Thurman.
But that, I was like,
like, if you want to go back to Tarantino a little bit, Uma or Daryl Hannah.
Someone I didn't want to...
Tall,
Uma,
kicky ass.
Fresh faces.
Yeah.
And a gun. From Breaking Bad.
She's badass enough, but she's not the look. Like, he was suave and dapper. Like, he needs to be someone... Like,
I like Anna Gunn.
I'm really excited for her new show, by the way. Didn't she sign up for... what is Anna Gunn? She's got a new show.
She had a new show. What is it?
It's on a major network, too. That's an actress.
Isn't it a miniseries?
Yeah. Keep your eye out for... Isn't it Broadchurch American version?
Maybe.
Yeah. Anna Gunn quality. But no, she's not the pick for this.
So who would you say?
Scarlett Johansson would do well.
Yeah, Anna Gunn's on the new Broadchurch. It's going to be called something
else. But y'all know you want to see Charlize Theron just cut up.
Yeah. I want to see Charlize or Kate.
She's great.
Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett could do it.
I like play. Yeah.
Yeah,
she got a nice stern face. I like great in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah, Kate
Blanchett. She's a total bitch in Lord of the Rings.
All right. Moving on to Miss Orange.
Queen, man.
Miss Orange.
I said Miss Tangerine.
Who was originally played by Tim Roth, who is
brilliant,
the main character pretty much in the film.
Brilliant.
I picked, we've mentioned her before, Toni Collette.
Wow.
She could play that part extremely well, I think.
She's diabolical. She's got to be
full-size.
What's it, Transamerica? She plays those dual characters
and even in the Showtime show,
The
Night Sets of Tara. Like, she can play both parts, and she can play like she's in pain, you know, just...
I'm with like girls that are kind of good with are really versatile in range. I had Jessica Chastain or Amy Adams.
I had Jessica Chastain. Because in Zero Dark, she plays that
character
so good.
I also want someone that's very versatile, and she's actually an Academy Award winner.
So is Jessica Chastain, isn't
Jennifer
she?
Lawrence.
I thought too young.
Too young.
Not really. Tim Roth was pretty young in this role.
He was young. He was
the
youngest
of
that.
She's about the same
cast.
Age.
I wonder if she could do that.
Really,
And then that, or just you mentioned her earlier. Also, I had Tatiana from Orphan Black. Because
she could play those dueling roles.
I want to see her. I want to see her break out big time. And I feel like Tim Roth is definitely—he's like the heart of the movie for sure. And I feel that character is going to have to be someone that people want to watch. And I don't know about—I don't think Toni Collette's someone's that's who. You don't want to see her big face on a poster anywhere.
What do you have?
Wow! What a disrespect to Toni.
I
think she's a nominated actress.
I think Toni Collette.
Toni Collette's diabolical.
Who do you have, Donnie?
I had Jessica Chastain. Also, I threw out Amy Adams.
That's right.
I thought Amy Adams could do it.
Jessica
I had a lot of redheads. Bryce Dallas Howard popped into my head for a little bit. The Irish girls for the younger cast, Sarah
Why
Ronan.
The redheads? Because Mr. Orange is... Orange.
No, because he kind of had like blondish red hair. Strawberry blonde hair. Rooney Mara was one of my younger picks. And then
she's
from Game
too.
Of Thrones, the girl who plays Ygritte, Lily.
Well, the one that's engaged to Joffrey would be a good choice.
The hot one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she would be good.
She's a little young, though.
Who's actually Moriarty on the Elementary on CBS. Yeah.
You
want to
hear who Gwen had? Nomi Rapace.
Nice.
Nomi Rapace?
Is that how it's said?
Is that the girl from...
She's from the... Girl Dragnet 2.
Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes 2.
How do you say it?
Nomi
Rapace. Nomi Rapace!
Samsonite. Way off.
I think Chastain pulls it off. Because she's pretty enough and also talented enough. I think Tony's...
It's okay, you can say it.
I agree with what your brother said.
I don't, but I like Chastain, so I would like to see both of them report.
Yes.
All right, moving on to
so
Mr. White, Miss White, Harvey Keitel. I Harvey Keitel originally played him. I went with
Bates.
Francis McDormand.
Yeah, it's not a bad choice.
It's not a bad choice. I like Francis.
She's like older. Could...
But the thing with him is like
big head.
Not a big head. He's the most like Francis might work for this because he's seen the most stuff, but he's also the most like collected of the group.
Yeah.
And she's definitely, when I think of Frances, I think of Fargo, I think she's the one who handles all the crap.
At home and in the field.
And she doesn't get flustered. I see that.
Harvey takes, I see her because she could, I think she's like, could be a bad person, but, you know, she could also take care of somebody she likes, just like Harvey did with him.
I had a couple people, kind of a funnier one, Kathleen Turner. Now, she isn't the.
She's not. Whoa, that's a choice.
That fellow is a pretty good. Good choice.
I don't know about all that, buddy.
The babe, of course.
Yeah, that's a. Okay.
She's come a long way since Romancing the Stone.
Yeah, uh huh. Yeah, something
but
happened.
My more serious choice is Gina Davis.
Oh, I
good
like
old
that.
Gina.
Yeah, I like that.
She's been kind of out of the scene for a couple of years now, but
I thought you were going to say Sigourney Weaver.
No.
Gina Davis. I like Gina.
I like Gina Davis. Anybody else?
Yeah.
You want me to go?
We mentioned earlier, I had Charlize Theron for one of them, and then Kate Beckinsale. Just those two. They're sort of like mid-40s. They're
definitely
both
not
powerful.
Kate Beckinsale. Not for this role.
Definitely powerful.
Who was the first one you said?
Charlize.
If her husband's directing, then
I could
Charlize.
See Charlize doing this.
Yeah.
I
her monster.
Yeah. Look? No. Not just
Kate
ugly.
Kate Beckinsale's a very underrated actress. I'm just saying. Ryan doesn't like her for some reason.
Don't like it.
I went.
Wait, what do you got against Kate Beckinsale? Every time I bring her up, she's like, "No,
no."
Kate Beckinsale, why?
Have you seen Underworld?
Have you seen
No. Serendipity, my ass.
Every time I bring her up.
Van Helsing?
She can't be in any movies. Apparently, Ryan just has a vendetta against her.
Vendetta?
B for vendetta.
Aww. He's got some beef. He can't...
Gwen had Sandra Bullock.
Oh.
Interesting.
Can't
really
see dark, her. Though? Like,
see, in...
Like, I like her, like... But can she play dark?
Who do you have?
I went younger, even though she's not that young. Her face looks young to me. Jennifer Connelly, and then older, Annette Bening. I thought would just her dealing with Warren Beatty all these years.
I think
she can play.
Gina Davis
is a good one.
I like Gina Davis. Is a good one.
I like Gina or Frances McDormand.
Frances is good, but Gina's more like
Gina's a little more of a
standout character.
Yeah.
She like Harvey stood out from everyone.
Like,
Gina,
I just think of Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I do
she's
like
a badass.
Connelly though. I would love to see her in this.
Connelly's underrated actress.
Working for
Gina. I like Gina Davis.
Gina Davis. I think Gina's the pick.
I think Gina Davis is going to win this
second.
One.
Second. Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the director, I picked a director to direct this. So did
I picked
Gwen.
One,
Gwen picked Joe Wright.
Good choice.
Whoa.
Attack the Block.
We're picking guys to direct.
Wait,
the
Joe Wright?
Female.
Yeah, Joe Wright.
Oh, that's Prince and... Pride and Prejudice, Joe Wright.
Yes, it's weird. It's a weird choice.
Well, I thought it was Joe Cornish. That's what
no,
I thought
not Joe Cornish. I picked Martin McDonagh.
You heard some of his...
McDonagh can make this dark as shit.
I like Gareth Evans, director of Raid.
Did I pick Bigelow?
No.
That's an obvious choice.
I picked Lowry.
David Lowry. It'd be real slow.
Pete's Dragon.
I say Martin McDonagh.
So fast.
Because it's... Witty, you could do witty, you could do violence. I think Martin McDonagh
would
like
be spot on with that.
You like Joe Wright because of Hannah?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I like Gareth Evans. Action packed Raid. You know, you can just, it's basically guys wearing black suits already.
Yeah, but McDonagh would be better than Gareth.
I do like McDonagh because I love In Bruges.
Nobody wants to do
Penny Marshall. Remember the one guy from that was in Your Next? He acted in it a little bit.
Let's say Penny Marshall. Joe Swainberg? Maybe. What do you think? He thinks Joe Swainberg might be good.
Joe Swanberg?
Are you kidding me? This isn't a mumblecore film. Could be. Nothing against Joe. Like, Joe, that drunk movie is great, Drinking Buddies, but.
It is good.
Come on, really?
You need someone that's good with dialogue.
Martin McDonagh.
Martin McDonagh is a fucking poet!
Okay. I does.
He's a national treasure.
He's just mad at me because I don't like Kate Beckinsale.
You guys so pissed about that.
Yes.
If McDonough did it, though.
Okay, McDonough wins.
Well, that is our recast of Reservoir Dogs, or as Adam likes to call it.
Damn, bitches.
Please let us know who your choices for these characters are on our Facebook page.
And if you feel Kate Beckinsale has been
wronged by
Brian, let us know.
Please let us know. And by the way, we are on iTunes now. You can search us by Multimedia Men on iTunes and download all of our episodes.
iTunes.
And for all you artists out there, can you make a poster with Toni Collette? Just go.
I like Toni Collette.
Yes.
Make it pretty.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Hanukkah.
Good evening.
Happy holidays.
And good evening.
You've just been recast.